This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. I welcome you to the continuation of our lessons in the Arabic language. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, in our previous majlis, we began with lesson number 21 in book 2 of the Medina Arabic syllabus, walhamdulillah. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will complete lesson number 21 and we will also go through lesson number 22, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, in lesson number 21, what were we introduced to? We were introduced to lam. Lam is a negative particle. What happens when we have lam in a sentence? Well, what happens is that when lam enters into a fi'il mudari, a present tense verb, the meaning turns into a past tense meaning. Also, if it was marfu, if the verb was dhammafied, now, well, it becomes majzoom with a sukoon, insha'Allah. Let's see. Lam afham hadha darsa. Lam afham hadha darsa. I did not understand this lesson. Lam yahduru. They did not attend. Excellent. We also learnt lamma. Lamma means not yet. Lamma yarji'. He has not yet returned. Lamma ashrab. Al-qahwata, I have not yet drank the coffee. Excellent, walhamdulillah. Also in this lesson, in the passage, they spoke about jumla ismiya and jumla fi'liya, nominal sentence and verbal sentence. Muhammadun dhahaba, nominal sentence. Dhahaba Muhammadun, verbal sentence, walhamdulillah. And remember that the kalimat, they are made up of three categories. Number one, you have the ism, then the fi'l, and then the particle. Words in the Arabic language can be divided into three categories. Number one, ism, nouns, book, car, etc. Number two, verbs, or the fi'l, dhahaba, jalasa. And then we have particles, in, fi, ila, ala, etc. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. In our previous majlis, we were in lesson number 7 of exercise number 21, insha'Allah. Or rather, we would say that we are in lesson number 21 and we are doing exercise number 7, insha'Allah. We concluded exercise number 7, walhamdulillah. And so now we move on to exercise number 8, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Dha' khattan wahidan tahta al-mubtada'a wa khattin tahta al-khabar wadbit awakhirahuma. Put a line under the mubtada and two lines under the khabar, insha'Allah. They give us a sentence. Al-ma'u qalilun. Al-ma'u qalilun. The water is little. Which one is our mubtada? Our mubtada is al-ma'u. That's our subject. What's our khabar, our information, our predicate? Qalilun. Qalilun is our predicate. Number two. Su'adu maridatun. Su'adu maridatun. Su'adu maridatun. Su'ad is sick. Su'ad is a girl's name. Su'adu maridatun. Su'ad is sick. So Su'ad is our mubtada. That's what we are talking about. Our subject, khabar, information is that she is mumarridatun. She is a nurse. Su'adu mumarridatun. Su'ad is a nurse. Number three. Al-qahwatu baridatun. Al-qahwatu baridatun. The coffee is cold. Al-qahwatu, the coffee. Baridatun means cold. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. النجوم جميلة. And so القهوة is our مبتدا and our خبر is باردة cold. النجوم جميلة. The stars The stars are beautiful. The stars are beautiful. النجوم جميلة. النجوم is our مبتدأ. جميلة our خبر. الدخول ممنوع. Entry is prohibited. الدخول our subject. ممنوع is our خبر. الباب مغلق. The door is our subject. And what about it? What's the info about it? It is مغلق. It is locked. هاشم ذكي. هاشم is smart, intelligent. هاشم our subject and ذكي is our خبر والحمد لله. ميز الجملة الاسمية من الجملة الفعلية. Show the distinction, make the difference out. Show us the difference between the جملة اسمية and جملة فعلية. Nominal sentence and verbal sentence. Which one is which? خرج المدرس. The teacher exited. What type of sentence? It begins with a verb, so verbal sentence. جملة فعلية. المدرس خرج. The teacher exited. جملة اسمية. Nominal sentence. ضحك الولد. The boy laughed. The boy laughed. What type of sentence? This is a verbal sentence. جملة اسمية. جملة فعلية. Because it began with ضحك, which is a verb. الزهرة جميلة. الزهرة جميلة. The flower is beautiful. Here, nominal sentence. Number five. دخل الطالب. The student entered. This is a verbal sentence. Began with دخل. الله أكبر. This is a nominal sentence. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. عين الاسم والفعل والحرف فيما يلي. Show us which is the noun and which one's the verb and which one is the harf, the particle. Right? Let's see. خرج المدرس. خرج المدرس والطلاب من الفصل. خرج المدرس والطلاب من الفصل. The teacher and the students exited from the classroom. So, خرج is a verb. المدرس and الطلاب, they are isms, they are nouns. من الفصل, من is a harf. Min is a harf. Also, wow is a harf. And fasl is a verb. So, al-mudarrisu, al-tullabu, al-fasl, those are our nouns. Kharaja is our verb. Min and the wow are particles. Walhamdulillah. سأذهب إلى المكتبة بعد الدرس. I will go to the library after the lesson. The scene at the beginning there is a particle. Then أذهب is a verb. إلى is a harf. المكتبة, this is a noun. بعد الدرس, بعد الدرس. بعد is a noun. بعد is a noun. بعد الدرس, after the lesson. جيد. بعد الدرس. سأذهب إلى المكتبة بعد الدرس. سأذهب إلى المكتبة بعد الدرس. درس is also a noun, إن شاء الله. أفهمت الدرس يا علي؟ نعم فهمت. أفهمت الدرس؟ أفهمت الدرس يا علي؟ Have you understood the lesson, O Ali? And then he says, نعم فهمت. Yes, I have understood. أفهمت الدرس? Have you understood? So the alif is a harf. فهم, this is a verb. تا, technically the تا, this is the تا, this here is a noun. أفهمت, so فهم is our verb. Adarsa is a noun. Ya Aliyu, ya is a particle. Ali is a noun. Naam is a harf. Fahimtu, fahimtu, fahima is a verb. Again, Jayid, excellent. Jayid, naam, fahim, fahimtu. The two there, the two, that technically is a noun. Just the two is a noun, inshallah. لا تكتب بالقلم الأحمر. لا لا تكتب بالقلم الأحمر. Do not write with the red pen. The lam is the lam of nahiya. This is the prohibitive type of lam. لا تكتب بالقلم الأحمر. So لا is a harf. تكتب is a verb. با بال the ba is also a harf. قلم الأحمر is a noun. Number five. لم أغسل المناديل بالصابون. لم أغسل المناديل بالصابون. لم is a harf. أغسل is a verb. المناديل is a noun. بالصابون, the ba is a harf and صابون is a noun, inshallah. Next one, number six. لن أذهب إلى بلدي. لن أذهب إلى بلدي. لن is a harf. أذهب is a verb. إلى harf. بلدي to my country. بلدي is a noun. جيد. إلى بلدي. في عطلة الصيف. في is a harf. عطلة الصيف. They are both nouns. والحمد لله. Number seven. هو يبحث عن المفتاح. هو يبحث عن المفتاح. He is searching for the key. هو is a noun. يبحث is a verb. عن is a harf. المفتاح is a noun. والحمد لله. ما عندي قلم ولا كتاب. ما عندي قلم ولا كتاب. ما is a harf. عندي is a noun. ما عندي قلم ولا كتاب. ما عندي عند is also a noun. ما عندي قلم. قلم is a noun. ولا, the واو and the لا, they are both harfs. And ولا كتاب. كتاب is obviously a noun, inshallah. أنا طالب. Both of them, Ana and Talibun, they announce, walhamdulillah. Then they tell us that Allah-i and the word Allah-ti, both of them mean the same thing. At-talibatu Allah-ti, the female students who, kharajna min al-fasl al-ana, who exited from the classroom now, min al-Filippin, are from the Philippines. You could also say, At-talibatu Allah-i, both of them are correct. Walhamdulillah. Ponder over the following exercise number 12. Hamidun qala. Hamid said. Anta qulta. You have said. Speaking to someone direct. Second person. Ana qultu. First person. I said. Nahnu qulna. We said. Hamidun qama. Anta qumta. You have stood up. Ana qumtu. I stood up. نَحْنُ قُمْنَا, we stood up. حَامِدٌ زَارَ, Hamid visited. أَنْتَ زُرْتَ, you visited. أَنَا زُرْتُ, I visited. نَحْنُ زُرْنَا, وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ. الكلمات الجديدة, new words. إِسْتِقْبَالٌ means to welcome. إِسْتِقْبَال is the welcome, or إِسْتِقْبَال is also the reception. رئيسٌ, the head, plural, رؤساءُ, فرقٌ, difference, فروقٌ, differences, مثالٌ, example, أمثلةٌ, examples, مهلاً, take it easy, slow down, مهلاً, مهلاً, قسمٌ, قسمٌ means a section, a department, جيد, قسمٌ, أقسامٌ is the plural, ضمّة is obviously the famous ضمّة, etc. أوبوتو, الفتحة, the فتحة, آباتا, الكسرة, إيبيت, etc. حضر means to be present, he is present, he was present, حضر, he was present, يحضر, he is present, he is attending. استريح, استريح means to rest. استريح means to rest. استريحوا, that is the plural. You are telling people, you are telling people, many of them, to relax and to rest, inshallah. أتى يأتي means to come. والحمد لله. أتى يأتي, أتى, he came. يأتي, he is coming. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. With that, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we have completed lesson number 21. Lesson number 21 was a bit of a long lesson, inshallah. And subhanallah, as for lesson number 22, then it is extremely short. It's just one page. In reality, it is a revision, inshallah. Exercise number 22, this is revision of the three moods of the fi'il mudari. The three moods of the fi'il mudari, insha'Allah, the fi'il mudari, walhamdulillah, the present tense verb. Let's see. Let's go through all of the fi'il mudari marfu, all of the dhammified options. Hamidun yadhhabu. Yadhhabu is our present tense verb. Hamidun yadhhabu. At-tulabu yadhhabuna. Aminatu tadhhabu. At-talibatu yadhhabna. Anta tadhhabu, you are going. Antum tadhhabuna, you people are going. Anti tadhhabina, you are going speaking to a woman. Antunna tadhhabna, speaking to a group of women. Ana adhhabu and nahnu nadhhabu, I am going and we are going. Those were all marfu. Let's go through them, insha'Allah, in the mansub form, insha'Allah. Just like that, but mansub. Lan adhaba, I will not go. Lan yadhabu, they will not go. Lan tadhaba. Lan tadhaba, with regards to one woman. Lan tadhaba aminatu. Lan yadhabna. Lan yadhabna, that a group of women, they will not go. لن تذهب, you will not go. لن تذهبوا, Jaid speaking to a group, you people will not go. لن تذهبي, you will not go, O Amina. You will not go, O Amina, speaking to her directly. لن تذهبنا, لن تذهبنا, speaking to a group of women. لن أذهب, I will not go. لن نذهب, we will not go. Excellent. Now we come to the majzoom form, insha'Allah. So we have the marfu', we have the mansub, and we have majzoom in the verbs, insha'Allah. لم يذهب, لم يذهب, هو لم يذهب, he did not go. لم يذهبوا, they did not go. لم تذهب, she did not go. لم يذهبنا, they did not go, a group of women. لم تذهب, you did not go. لم تذهبوا, you, all of you, didn't go. لم تذهبي, you didn't go, O آمينة. لم تذهبنا, you people didn't go, O sisters. And then the simple one, لم أذهب, I did not go. And لم نذهب, we did not go. والحمد لله, ما شاء الله تبارك الله. يا عبد الله, يا أمت الله. Very, very important lessons number 21 and 22, inshallah. 22, as we said, is a summary, it's a revision, inshallah, of the various fi'l mudari' types that we have taken, insha'Allah. Sometimes it is marfu', dhammafied. Sometimes it is mansub, fathafied. And sometimes it is majzoom, majzoom with a sukoon in that form, insha'Allah. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. With that, we have completed lessons number 21 and 22. Walhamdulillah, we give thanks and praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi'idhnillahi. A maxim, insha'Allah, now, maxim from the beautiful statements of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Qa'ida al-Nabawiyya al-Sadisa. This is the sixth maxim that we are going through from the ahadith. And this hadith here reported in Sahih Muslim. What is this maxim? Ma naqasat sadaqatun min mal, ma naqasat sadaqah min mal. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that sadaqah, giving charity, does not decrease wealth. This is a principle, a foundational principle, walhamdulillah. We find in the noble Quran, مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم والحمد لله. سورة البقرة verse number 261. Those who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala magnifies manifold, magnifies their reward. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We find in the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to give. Here the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that sadaqah does not decrease your wealth at all. We find shaitan in reality, the one who puts this fear of poverty in your heart. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقَرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. Shaitan is the one who, he is the one who promises you and he is the one who frightens you with poverty. Allahu musta'an. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْهُ وَفَضْلًا وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you forgiveness and he also promises you from his fadl and his expanse. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, what could it mean that sadaqah does not decrease your wealth? Well, number one, it could mean that subhanallah, when you give sadaqah, you will get more in return. You will get more in return. And as one brother, he said, I gave 300 riyals in charity. And it was the same day that somebody called me and said, you know what, brother, you know that 300 riyals I owed you? Alhamdulillah, I paid it in your bank account. So he wasn't expecting to receive that money. This guy has been messing him around for a long time. But he gave some charity to somebody else. And then he gets a call that, you know what, I've decided today to pay you up. Alhamdulillah. And so the more you give, the more you will get. Bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Number two. This could also mean that even though your bank balance went down, but your barakah has increased. What's the point in that you having a lot but no barakah? Rather, you have a little with barakah that is better, walhamdulillah. And so this here, the barakah, insha'Allah, increases in your wealth, walhamdulillah. Also, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, as we stated, that shaitan is the one who makes you fear, no, don't give, rather you use it, rather you need it, etc., etc. But the one who gives, and that's why it's called sadaqah from sidq, because you believe in the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You give this here, and you know that you are going to get more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, this hadith here that sadaqah does not decrease wealth. Many people have experienced this. That he is given and walhamdulillah things became easy for him. And many a times you withhold and then you have a parking ticket. And then you have this problem and that problem. Your car was moving fine and now suddenly, you know, it's giving you problems and you need to sort out that and you need to repair that. Subhanallah, expenses, you don't know where they came from and they've eaten up your wealth. But if you give, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, you protect yourself from all of that. Walhamdulillah. And so that's the lesson here, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in the sixth maxim, that the more you give, the more you will get and the more you will benefit. Walhamdulillah, masha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, a little bit of vocab, insha'Allah. The word bahjatun. Bahjatun means joy or delight. Bahirun means something brilliant and dazzling. Buhm or abhama ibhaman, to make something obscure. You know, you're not sure about the matter. It's obscure. Abhama. Mubham, something which is vague, ambiguous, unspecified. As for ibham, this is your thumb. Ibham is your thumb. As for babun, is a door, simple one there. Plural is abwabun. And the gatekeeper, the one who is there at the door, the doorkeeper, we call such a person the bawabun. As for bowl, the brother I saw, he was at such and such a place and in public and he was making bowl. What's bowl? Bowl means to urinate. Allahu musta'an. Bala yabulu bowlan. And so bowlun means urine and the plural is abwalun. As for the word balun, then this means your state or your condition. Bowlun means urine. And balun means your state or your condition. Baytun is a house, plural buyutun. And what is abiyatun? He says, I memorized many abiyat. Abiyat, lines of poetry, verses of poetry, inshallah. Abiyadu, white. Plural of that, baydau, baydau, white. And then we also have the word baydun, baydun, eggs. Baydun, egg. Baydun is one egg. He says, I had some bayd, walhamdulillah. What does that mean? He had some eggs, inshallah. Jayid, excellent. So baydatun is the singular and baydun is the plural. Baydatun, singular, and baydun, plural. Ba'a yabi'u means to sell. Bayna means between. Bayna al-masjidi wal-madrasati, between the masjid and the school, inshallah. Somebody says, هذا بيني وبينك. This is between myself and yourself. The committee has issued a bayan. What's a bayan? Bayan is an explanation, an indication, some sort of resolution on the matter. Excellent. Mubinun, something which is manifest, open, clear. That's why we, for example, we call a proof bayyina. Bayyina is a proof, insha'Allah. Qur'anun mubin, manifest noble Qur'an, which is a proof. Mubayyinun, something different, something alien. And with that, walhamdulillah, we cover the vocab bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, until we meet again, remember, if your knowledge is above average, your ibadah, your akhlaq, your character, your manners, they are also supposed to be above average. When we meet again, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we will move on to lesson number 22, insha'Allah. Until then, hayyakumullah, barakallahu fiikum. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.